Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Kevin Yoakum. The New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 29. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it is said, "Through Isaac shall your offspring be named." He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave directions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Hebrews 11 can be called the Faith Hall of Fame. This chapter is the teaching and example of what it means to be Christian and to live fearing, loving, and trusting in our God above all things by faith. From Abel to Abraham to Moses, when we get down to it, all of these examples of our fellow faithful followers of Christ are simply showing that they understand the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. To fear God is to take him seriously as our Creator, Lord, Judge, and highest authority. To love God is to cherish and worship him. To trust God is to put our lives in his care and believe his word and promises. Living by faith is nothing more than keeping the first commandment. To trust our triune God above all things. When we believe God's word and promises, that's faith. When we worship him alone as our highest good, that's faith. When we put God before our achievements, our possessions, other philosophies or religions, that's faith. When we seek God before we seek any earthly pleasures or person, that's faith. You are not alone in that faith. You have a place in the Faith Hall of Fame. Your name will be called alongside Abel and Abraham and Moses in the great roll call of faith. By grace, Christ has forgiven every one of your sins, even as much as they are forgiven. By faith, you look to Christ on the cross and Christ's Easter victory for forgiveness and salvation. By faith, you trust that Christ has come just as much as the believers before Jesus trusted that he would be coming. And by faith, you live and make decisions both large and small, trusting that a gracious God will be with you and lead you. Amen.